6:02 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Ed Norris, Rob Long. Jeremy Conn is on vacation. Where is Jeremy?
He's in the Emerald Isle.
He's in Ireland?
He's in Dublin.
Okay.
Yep.
What time is it in Ireland right now?
5 hours.
Ahead of us?
Ahead of us. So it's around noon. 11.
11 a.m.
11:05.
So that means he's stoned already.
Oh. Don't get me into that conversation.
If he got it into the country.
That's what the conversation was about.
Okay.
Don't do that, was what I told him.
Ireland doesn't have as liberal policy on that kind of stuff as we do.
They take a dim view of that stuff.
How in the world is he going to survive a week?
A week? He's gone for like 10 days.
Oh, this is going to be interesting. He's either going to recover or be divorced by the time he gets back.
Going around some asking like Irish kids, like, hey, guys.
Yeah. He's going to put on his accent. He's
thanks for nothing, then.
He couldn't go me.
Oh, my gosh. It's only funny because it's true. It's the only reason it's funny. Joe, you said weather permitting tonight. Do you just, like, you know, without having to research, know what the weather is saying?
That's supposed to rain all day.
There's like a 100% chance today.
Yeah. And then, I mean, they were talking about it on the broadcast last night. Usually they don't talk about it on the broadcast unless they're pretty worried. They're not going to, I'll say on the radio broadcast. Huh.
The Cardinals off tomorrow?
Yeah, they have, both teams have an off day on Thursday. The Cardinals have to go to Texas after this on Friday.
Well, you know what happens, don't you?
I play a day game on.
Cardinals going to be here.
Yeah.
Cardinals going to be here. That means afternoon baseball tomorrow, guys. Yes. I'm all for that. I love afternoon baseball.
When they play the Cardinals again?
They don't.
They don't, right?
No.
That's what I thought.
National League is playing once.
Yeah. So they're not going to, they have to get these games in.
Yeah. They got to get this in. I'm all for it. I know people that work the game aren't, they want me to shut up right now, but I know Ben Wagner Ben Wagner's going to be on at 8:30 today. He doesn't want that. Afternoon games are tough.
Why?
Because you're there super early. You're there like 9:30, 10 o'clock in the morning.
Oh, really?
Yeah, if you're doing a broadcast, you're there super early. And you know, some people don't like that. I don't care one way or the other, to be honest with you.
Well, the schedule, why would you? It's middle of the day.
Right. You know, it's just, I leave. Remember, I had to leave here early today one day for the afternoon game.
Mm-hmm.
To be there, got to be there at 9:30.
Yeah.
So I'm okay with it. No big deal with me. 410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. You're going to check for food when this commercial break, right? I'm starving. I'm starving, man. I don't know what happened. I don't remember what time I ate last night.
It was early and all I had was wings because I was on a podcast last night and I just didn't want to eat late. I didn't finish till 9.
What podcast do you do?
A couple of state troopers have a podcast. I'll get the exact name later. It's going to drop Monday. But some guys used to work with.
Okay.
Have a podcast. I'm like, sure. Yep.
I did a podcast with two police officers. They were Baltimore City, though.
I know the guys you're talking about.
Silverback?
Yes. Silverback podcast. Yep. Yeah.
I like their podcast.
Yeah.
They're funny.
They're good. Yeah.
They're very funny. Yeah, that's a fun podcast. I don't do many podcasts. I did that one, though, the police officers. Orioles lose last night. We'll talk some Orioles baseball up next. But how else did you enjoy your night, man, other than the podcast? Is that all you did?
Well, that took the long. Did that till 9 o'clock. So did that for a while. Watched the Knicks lose. Went to bed mad.
Starting to hurt, man. Starting to hurt.
Knicks. Tyrese Halliburton.
I've never in my life pulled for the Knicks. And now you pissed me off.
Got a new Reggie Miller. Just what I needed. Tyrese Halliburton, he just went off last night.
Reggie Miller, I don't know if I want to say that.
Man.
I don't know if I want to say that. Reggie was, special, man.
Yes, he was.
I wasn't a Pacers fan, but I loved Reggie Miller. I think just because his greatness, you know.
He's hard to hate. He's one of those guys. Like, he is. I try very hard, though.
To hate him? I can see that. I can totally see that. I would try to hate him as well. Reggie Miller was like, he was the guy that was so clutch. He told a story about Michael Jordan, though, that was really funny.
Mm-hmm.
And he was just basically saying how great Michael Jordan was. And Michael would talk trash to you, and there's nothing you could do about it. And he was just Michael, you know what I mean? But it's funny to hear those guys. We were just watching the old school Miami Dolphins, the three running backs. And just to hear those guys talk about the way things were back in the day, to me, is really funny. I love to hear it, those stories.
They paved the way for all these young guys now, man.
Who?
The guys like that, you know, getting underpaid, getting treated poorly.
What did he say? He made $54,000? Yeah. That's back in, what, 72, 73?
Yeah.
And he went to the WFL with four times the money, so basically a little over 200 grand.
Yeah. A lot of money then.
I'm sure.
But, you know, you get quadruple your salary, you'd definitely be underpaid.
That's crazy.
They were great. They were fun just listening to them talk. You know, they're my heroes at that time. They were just...
Did it for love of the game.
Yeah.
You know, it just doesn't happen that way anymore. People do it now for the money. I think they love it. I do think they love it. It's just unfair to say they don't love it. I think they love it. But money is a huge motivating factor nowadays as well. When you make that kind of money, it's got to be a factor, right?
Yes. Well, it's your job. I mean, you know, it's like anything else. I love coming in here. This is a fun job, but I do like getting paid for it. It's, you know, it's like everybody else.
What's the Steelers going to do, in your opinion, with this Aaron Rodgers thing? Aaron Rodgers play for the Steelers. And can you are you kind of upset that the Steelers are actually putting up with this?
I'm surprised more than anything else. I am absolutely surprised they're putting up with this. That organization, they don't do things like this. And what are you going to do? Are you going to grab him? What are you going to have him for a year? Maybe?
I'm disappointed. I am.
And he's doing the same thing he did with the Jets. This whole... You know, obnoxious flirtation, where he said, you know, what was it? He said, I won't play for the Bears, but I'll play for a team that plays against the Bears this year. So you go to, okay, you know, so you go to the Steelers. Like, just do it.
Yeah, I'm not happy at all, man. I'm not a Steeler fan naturally, but they are our rival, and I have a certain amount of respect for them.
A lot of respect for
them. I'm not respecting this right now. I'm not respecting the decision on this one.
No, it's one of those things, like, you can hate them all you want, and I do. It's like, I mean, I'm here 25 years. I've grown to really hate that team. But you got to respect the organization. They're a great organization, great ownership, great coach. You know, the legacy of great players and Super Bowls and all that stuff. But this is not them. It's like, come on, man.
No.
Aaron Rodgers. It's like, and he's just. He's another one of those guys. Respect his talent. His ability is unquestioned. You know, he's going to waltz into the Hall of Fame, four MVPs. I mean, that's who he is. But God, is he a pain in the ass.
You know, I was an Aaron Rodgers fan. And I hate to say was, because I'm not liking this version of Aaron Rodgers. Maybe this is who he always was. Who knows?
Yeah, maybe, I have the feeling it was.
Yeah, maybe I just didn't, you know, I didn't see it, I didn't care, but I like the dude. But right now, I'm not feeling Aaron Rodgers.
Well, now all the other stuff starts to make sense when you show your ass and people get an idea who you are.
Mm-hmm.
Like, the fact he doesn't talk to his family bothers me. Like, family, everybody's got problems. The people that are close to you, the people you love the most and who love you, they're the ones you fight with and have issues with, but you're still family. Like... Just that this whole not talking to people and just, you know, I don't go for that at all. And it just, I question it. Because after a while, my question always is it really everybody else who thinks you're this way? When you get people like this, it can't be everybody else.
410-583-1057, that's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. On this rainy, rainy hump day Wednesday. But we'll get you through it with Commissioners Baltimore at 7 o'clock. But on the other side, birds fall late. O's baseball up next right here on the Fan.
That's hit to deep right center field. Kerstad is back. He's still going back. And he will make a sliding attempt. And the ball gets away. Rounding second and heading for third is Gorman. And he'll make it. In the air to center and deep. Mateo is back. He's at the track. He leaps. And that one is in play. They're saying a run will score. calls in, heaves it towards the infield, and that's another triple.
Yeah, it got ugly. It got a little ugly last night. Listen, this is where the birds are right now. And I'm watching the game, and I'm coming to this realization. This is where we are right now. I mean, we have Jorge Mateo, Dylan Carlson, and Heston Kjerstad in the outfield.
Yeah.
I want Kjerstad to get more at-bats. I do. And I'm glad he's in the – but Jorge Mateo, Dylan Carlson. I mean, Mateo has started what? Is that three straight games in the outfield? He started center, left, and center, right? I mean, because of out of necessity, out of desperation. Sagano's pitched five and a third innings, giving up three runs. He had a bad first two innings. He wiggled his way out of that. Orioles got back in it. Big time three-run home run by O'Hearn. But then the eighth inning, the Cardinals went into last night's game 0-16 when trailing after the seventh inning. And now 1-16. 0-16. This is where we are. Your lineup. You got Mountcastle at first, no big deal. The infield looks fine. But you have Chadwick Tromp behind the plate. You have Dylan Carlson in left field. You have Jorge Mateo in center field. That's it. Chadwick Tromp.
I still laugh at that name. Sorry.
I mean, from Aruba.
Is he from Aruba?
Yeah. That's where we are right now, Ed. To me, last night's outfield and behind the plate was a microcosm of the season. WTF. That's the microcosm of the season. Like, you know, why's Jorge Mateo in center field? Well, who else right now? I mean, you know what I mean?
Well, that's the problem. Who else? Yeah.
Everybody's injured right now. This is crazy. This is not where we thought we'd be right now. But it is where we are. It hurts, man.
It hurts a lot. You have that little tease of, you know, winning three in a row, then not. and this with the weather, I don't know what's going to happen. I don't want to jinx it any further, but they don't face the Cardinals again.
They don't.
So what are you going to do here? So, I don't know.
410-583-1057. That's the number. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. Bullpen imploded last night. Soto comes in. He strikes out two batters, in the sixth inning, getting out of that jam. You thought, okay, here we go. Then you have Keegan Aiken coming in, ineffective. Got one out, gave up a run. Cano comes in, looks decent, looks good. He gets two outs, gets a clean inning. And then Brian Baker comes in. He has 17 pitches and give up three earned runs. And only 17 pitches he threw.
Hard to do.
He made it work.
Seriously, hard to do. Three runs on 17 pitches. It's a run for like five and a half pitches, you give up a run.
Does the name Yermil Geraldo mean anything to you?
No.
Yeah. He pitched the ninth inning last night for the Orioles. He pitched the eighth and the ninth inning. He pitched the last out of the eighth and the ninth inning last night.
Yeah.
This is where we are. Joe, this is where we are. It's after Memorial Day. Man, it almost resembled a home spring training lineup. Because the home ones, you get some veterans sprinkled in with some of the new guys. Last night looked like a home spring training lineup.
Yes, it did. Let me think about it. Yes.
You got your Holiday, you got your Gunner, you got your Mountcastle, but you have Carlson, you have Mateo playing in the outfield, and you have Tromp behind the plate, and you have Geraldo on the mound to clean up the game.
It's almost not even like a home spring. It's like the travel spring training games where they keep all the vets back and you send everybody else. Yeah.
This is ugly.
It's ugly and it's early. It's still May. We used to joke about, you know, waiting for the Ravens to come back in June because you can't talk about it anymore. When they were, now it's even worse. Like, come on, man.
I think where we are right now with these Baltimore Orioles is we hope that we can maybe salvage this thing. Now, I'm not talking about getting to the playoffs because I'm no longer bringing that up. But we hope that we can salvage this thing when you get some guys back and maybe play some decent baseball down the stretch. Maybe, like I said yesterday, just make it entertaining.
Make it interesting. Seriously, make it interesting down the stretch. You know, don't be a doormat for the rest of these teams heading for the playoffs.
Right. And that's my biggest point, man. I don't want to be that. I don't want to be that. And it looks like, you know, they won the first game against the Cardinals. It looks like it may rain is what would
it's supposed
all day
to,
long?
Yes. I mean, that's been the prediction. And it was pouring when I walked in. Let's see here. Yeah. Yes. What time does it start today?
6:35.
1,800, 70% chance of a thunderstorm.
Thunder boomies?
Mm-hmm. Yep. It's going to rain all day. Yeah.
Oh, my gosh. I'm not that upset about the rain, to be honest with you.
You know me, I like the rain.
I don't like the rain, but, you know, I don't like rain. But at the same time, you know, I don't want to lose 2 out of 3 against these guys either. Let's go to Edgewood. Let's get Lou. What's up, Lou?
Hey, good morning, guys.
Good morning.
Hey, I just want to say, as far as this season goes, I'm just trying to enjoy it. And at this point, just trying to enjoy the little things in baseball. I don't know what to say. I want to say I'm sorry to you guys for that little episode we had last time we talked.
What episode?
I do apologize. That's how frustrating this team is to me, is that it's even got our fan base bickering back and forth. I don't want to do that. I love all Oriole fans, and we all should stick together. We know what the problem is. We just need to play more consistent winning baseball, and we just can't seem to find our way. And, I don't know why they changed, why they put Baker in that situation. I mean, I know he's had decent numbers and all that, but why did he burn up that bullpen like he did last night? It's just a lot of head scratchers. I don't understand some of the logic that we're some of the things that we're doing. You guys have a good day.
You too, man.
I don't remember the bickering.
You weren't here.
Okay. I wasn't?
No.
All right. No. I was going to say, I'm a debater anyway, yeah, so I don't take it personal.
Jeremy kind of lost his temper with him.
Yeah. I don't take it personal. I like to debate. So when we go back and forth, no need to apologize. As long as we don't make it personal, we're good.
Mm-hmm.
Commissions Baltimore at 7 o'clock, but on the other side, tough roster decisions ahead for the Orioles. Who goes down? Gets DFA'd. Laureano, Westberg, Kowser, O'Neill, Sanchez. These guys are set to return, and I can't wait. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. 6:32 in the a.m. Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on the Fan. So we are calling them tough roster decisions to be made. And if you look at the guys that are coming back, Laureano, Westberg, Kowser, O'Neill, and Sanchez, subject to come back. I said it before, I'm not a huge Sanchez guy. I'm not. You decide you want to keep Maverick Hanley on the field. I'm all right with that as well. But this is one of the guys that's set to come back. I don't think they're really tough roster decisions, though. When Adley's able to play, Chadwick is probably gone. When Sanchez comes back, Hanley's gone. Am I right?
Yeah.
Other than that, you know, we have Laureano. When he comes back, you're going to probably say goodbye to, I'm thinking, well, they only have 4 outfielders now. So some of these infielder guys, no? Oh, the extra catcher position. That's what it is.
Yeah.
So
right now,
let's say for all intents and purposes, when Adley's ready to play, let's say Laureano takes Chadwick Trump. Westberg probably in the infield, he's going to take Rivera. Kowser in the outfield, O'Neill and Sanchez. Kowser and O'Neill would be the tough decisions. Dylan Carlson to go down. Is he DFA'd or he has options, right? Yeah, he has options. They brought him up this year. Yeah, he's still on the option. And then what, Heston Kjerstad? Heston Kjerstad is going down?
I don't think so.
Then who goes down? Who gets DFA'd? Jorge Mateo?
I don't think,
because he's playing in the outfield right now.
I don't think they're going to have to do that.
You don't honestly. Think Kerstag? Who? Then who?
I don't know.
That's the one tough decision. Who does O'Neill replace? Or Kowser? Which one of those? The second outfielder, who does they replace? First outfielder, no problem. They replace Dylan Carlson. But who does the second outfielder replace? I wouldn't be surprised if Jorge Mateo's DFA.
Wow.
Yeah. If you're not going to sit Heston Kerstad down. I'd be honest. Okay, let me ask you this question, Ed.
Mm-hmm.
What would you rather see? Kerstad go down or Jorge DFA?
I got, well, probably Kerstad go down because that's temporary. I still don't think they can DFA Jorge because they're desperate right now. I mean, who's going to be in outfield?
I know Kerstad has options. Just told me I know he has options, but right at this point of the season, why are you sending him down? Let me explain something. Attention, Baltimore. Jorge Mateo is not in your future.
No.
He is not your future. Let your future, you're going nowhere this year. Why are you sending Kerstad down to play Jorge Mateo? Why? You can afford to carry guys you like when you're winning, and he's a pinch runner, he comes in, he does that. Yeah, okay, keep him. But right now, no, man, let Kerstad play. It makes no sense to keep him up.
Yeah.
You're definitely not going to DFA Ramon Urias.
No.
So the easy decisions are Rivera and Carlson.
I think now you just want to just see who's going to be playing here and see what they can do.
And it's not going to be Jorge Mateo.
It's not going to be Mateo, no.
It's not personal. Yeah. You're at a point right now where you got to do, okay, where are we next year? Who are we next year? What are we going to do next year?
Mm-hmm.
Mateo is not the answer. Is he the biggest problem on his team? No, I'm not saying that, Ed. But I'm also saying he's not the answer either. He's not part of the answer.
I mean, the problem is, I hate doing this already, but we're not going anywhere this season.
No, we're not.
They're just not. So it's they've dug too big a hole right now. So they're not going anywhere. So you got to look forward to next season, and you know it's who's going to be here next season. The young guys, that's who's going to be here for the next 5 years.
Going into the season, your number one goal is to win.
Yeah.
Especially where the Orioles were set up. Your number one goal was to get back to the postseason and beyond. In fact, around Baltimore, we were like, hey, we're going to the postseason. It's no matter what happens after that. Okay, so your number one goal was to get to the postseason. That's not going to happen, right?
No.
So now what's your goal?
Plan the future.
Exactly.
That's what you got to do.
And Mateo's not that.
No.
So when you talk about these tough decisions, again, the first guy that comes back, you're probably going to get rid of Chadwick Trump. That's a roster spot.
Mm-hmm.
All right?
Yeah.
The second guy that comes back, if it's your catcher, if it's Sanchez, that's Hanley. The catching part is no big deal. You know, the first position player after that comes back is going to be Dylan Carlson. He's gone. The next one is going to be Emmanuel Rivera. Those two are easy, but you have one more player that you got to bring back. How many pitchers are they carrying? You can't get rid of a pitcher.
You don't have any pitchers.
You're carrying 13. That's all you're going to carry. You're not carrying 12.
No.
Not this team.
No.
This team can't carry 12. I don't know too many teams that can, but this team definitely can.
No.
And I know that's tough for some Baltimoreans. We're getting rid of Jorge Mateo because he's such a fan favorite.
He is. And the Orioles must think highly of him because they keep him. I mean, they definitely see something that they like, and they keep him around. But
he's a good guy. And with the way the team was constructed before, he didn't hurt you.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You could carry a Jorge Mateo when you're winning. Or you can carry a Jorge Mateo when you're losing team with no real youngsters that you're trying to develop. You know, we've been there before in Baltimore. We were losing and we had no prospects.
Yes, right. Yes.
We've been there before. Yeah. You're losing, but you have some prospects. You got to play those prospects. I know you're going to cry. I know that.
I'll be upset.
That's your guy.
He is. I do. I like him a lot.
Okay, so.
I really do. I feel like the guys that I really like are going to be gone, like Cedric and Jorge and. Just going to be gone.
I'll miss Cedric.
A lot, yeah.
What, on this team right now, what's Jorge Mateo's role?
Role player.
What's the role?
Exactly what he's doing now, I think. He can play multiple positions. He's got great speed. Mm-hmm. He's, you know, doesn't have a bat.
Okay.
Unless it's April.
You said he can play multiple positions.
Yeah.
He plays multiple positions.
Yeah. He's good infield. I will take exception to that. He's a good infielder. He can't play. He looks lost in the outfield. Not lost, but he's not that good. I mean, that ball last night that, you know, ended up bouncing off the wall. Mullen would have had that. Yeah.
The one ball had a 41% chance of being a hit.
Mm-hmm.
I'm the kind of geek. I look at this stuff. Yeah. What is that? 41% chance of being a hit. Cedric gets that. 41%.
He would.
That means it's what, 59% chance of being an out. Cedric's gonna make that an out.
Yeah, and Cedric is an exception. He's a plus defender.
If the ball is in the air, he's a great outfielder. Mullins. The ball's on the ground, they're taking extra bases. I'm just saying, man. Now, what did you say about Kerstetz?
Kerstetz, that one that he missed in the warning track, had a 95% catch probability.
Did it really?
95%.
So wow. He turned it out into a hit.
He did.
They made it a hit.
Yeah.
Not good.
They're making a lot of these things hits. Get those numbers up.
I just don't think a young man could be primarily a DH.
No, I don't agree with that at all.
I
agree with you. I don't agree with that. You can't have a young player just, you know, as a DH. No.
You got to be to be an everyday DH, you got to be Shohei.
Get me one Soto.
You got to be those guys who like amongst the best hitters in the game.
He had his 20th last night, by the way.
He has 20 home runs and 10 stolen bases.
He is, I'm just going to say this right, he's going to be the greatest baseball player of all time. He keeps this up. It's like, he is something, man. He just is. I was just thinking about him. But anyway.
He has 20 home runs and 11 stolen bases. And you wonder why baseball had to sweep that gambling thing under the carpet. Baseball couldn't afford that. I was cheering for baseball. Hey, I don't know what you guys have to do. I said it on there. I don't know what you guys got to do, but you better make this one disappear. You can't let him go up in flames. Can you imagine? Shohei caught up in a gambling scandal?
No.
I was rooting for baseball to make that disappear. If ever I was rooting for something to disappear, that was it. Follow the sword, man. Follow the sword. Somebody. And he did. Commissions Baltimore at 7 o'clock. But Manny Machado has played one more game as a Padre than he did as an Oriole. Will Manny be remembered as an Oriole or a Padre? Which uniform did he represent better? Baltimore's Big Bad Morning Show on The Fan. I hated it. I understood it, Ed, but I absolutely, positively hated back in 2018 when the Orioles said goodbye to Manny Machado, traded him to the Dodgers. He played for the Dodgers for the rest of the year. Did the Dodgers go to the World Series that year? Lost the World Series, I believe? Yeah, lost. I hated it. And Joe just told me he was the final out in that game in the World Series. But I completely understood it. They could not re-sign him. I don't think Manny wanted to re-sign in Baltimore at the time. I don't think he liked the direction of where the organization was going.
He didn't want to be here.
No, he didn't.
It's pretty clear.
Yeah. He played in 156 games that year, primarily shortstop. That's when Buck just let everybody kind of do what they wanted to do.
That's right. They
put him at shortstop. Well, because it would increase his trade value. No, it didn't, because he's Manny Machado. Manny batted .297 that year, 37 home runs, 107 RBI, OPS of .905. Between the Orioles and the Dodgers. He actually was better with the Orioles that year. He batted .315 with an OPS of .963 with 24 of his home runs and 65 of his RBI. In all fairness, most of the season was with the Orioles. He had 14 stolen bases also that year.
And that's one side of his game.
At the age of 25.
Yeah. That's great, because those stats are, you know, you can read those. But what really was impressive about him was his fielding. He'd be in foul territory and throw people out. Pat his glove three times and still throw people out. Be on his knees and throw from his knees. He was he's an exceptional player. That was a gut punch. It was.
Joe, give me his numbers between the two teams, the Padres and the Orioles.
All right, so this is through 860 games. This isn't updated from what he did last night. Orioles, batting average 283, on-base 335, slugging is 487, 977 career hits, 162 home runs. His total war was 32 with the Orioles. His defensive war as an Oriole was 11.2. With the Padres, 278 batting average, 344 on-base, 490 slugging. That's good for an 834 OPS. 910 hits, 172 home runs, 25 total war. Defensive war dropped from 11.2 to 2.1.
Okay, his war dropped from 32 with the Orioles to 25.2 with them. 11 with the Orioles, with the 2.1 with the Padres?
Correct.
His numbers across the board, Ed, are better with the Orioles with everything except for OPS. That's because his slugging is a little bit higher and his on-base percentage is a little bit higher. Other than that, but the difference is 822 with the Orioles, 835 with the Padres. Offensively and defensively, he was better as an Oriole.
Yeah. Look, he was the guy that no one wanted to see go. Didn't want to be here, apparently.
I think some fans did want to see him go.
I speak for them. I definitely didn't. I know you didn't. And we didn't get anything for him.
I mean, he was a jerk, a lot of fans say. He was a jerk. Yeah. He left here at 25. He was about to be paid a king's ransom at 25 years old.
Yep.
How are you at 25?
Yeah.
Do you want to be remembered as a 25-year-old?
I wasn't as big a jerk as him, but I wasn't great.
You probably wasn't making millions of bucks either.
I wasn't.
Yeah. I mean, I don't want to be remembered as my 25-year-old self. I don't want him to do that. He's now regarded as the leader of that team.
Yeah.
He's the guy that rallies them around. He's the guy that jacks up Fernando Tatis when he gets out of order. So I to say that he was a jerk, he could have grown up. He did a lot of foolish things, but that's what 24, 25-year-olds sometimes do. I love Manny Machado. He's a generational talent. Guy has a career 348 home runs with an OPS of 828 career. I love Manny Machado. He's never won an MVP, but he won two gold gloves and a platinum glove, which means he was the best fielder in the American League that year.
Yeah.
Two-time Silver Slug winner, six-time All-Star. He's a Hall of Famer.
Oh, yeah. He sure is. Yep. And again, another guy that people wistfully look like, well, we had him.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, people argue Arenado. I think he was the best third baseman in the game.
Old Manny?
Yeah.
At one point he was. Yeah. I think for the career defensively, Arenado, though. But at one point, Manny was better. Arenado has like 10 gold gloves, though. Mm-hmm. Let's go Anthony in Sparrow's Point. What's up, Anthony?
Hey, guys. Manny Machado, as good as he is, he will not be remembered. He played in Baltimore and San Diego, two very small markets. I haven't seen Manny Machado play since he left. I assume it's pretty much the same for everybody outside of San Diego. And they said the same thing when he was here. So answer is C, he will not be remembered.
Yeah, like Tony Gwynn.
Yeah, that's what I said. What are you talking about won't be remembered?
That might be one of the dumbest takes I've heard. He's on Sunday Night Baseball every other weekend.
He won't remember like the guy that named the batting trophy after.
They talk about him every time you turn on MLB Network. Yeah. He hasn't seen him like nobody else has seen him.
Manny Machado is on he is 32 years old. He's going to hit 400 home runs, and there's a really good chance he'll have at least 2,500 hits. He will be a Hall of Famer.
Yeah. Ed, remember I said to you before that caller, there's some people who wanted him out of Baltimore?
It was
Exhibit A.
Yep.
Exhibit A.
Exactly. Two small markets.
He won't be remembered.
Okay. Like nobody remembers, you know, Jim Palmer and Frank Robinson, Eddie Briac, because they played here. Like, come on.
Who's that guy that played shortstop that broke Lou Gehrig's record? I forget his name.
I don't remember.
I don't remember either, man.
Yeah. Cal somebody.
Yeah. Do you feel the Ravens have done enough to create a lockdown secondary 2025? We'll weigh that at 7:30, but on the other side is Commissioner's Baltimore.
Well, it's that time of year, and people are bitching already because, and rightly so, Federal Hill residents, people downtown, Fells Point, youth crime is on the rise. Dirt bikes are back. It's going to be a great summer.
Commissioner's Baltimore up next on The Fan.